magazine. The headline is, Rockets Armed with Talcum Powder Could Stop Space Junk. The magazine notes there are 2,000 active satellites in orbit today, along with 3,000 dead satellites and many more pieces of dangerous smaller debris. Often satellites must dodge out of the way of this debris or other satellites, but defunct satellites can't adjust their movements. So Darren McKnight at the U.S. technology firm Centauri and colleagues think they have a solution using suborbital sounding rockets, normally used to launch experiments briefly into space, from which they could launch a cloud of particles in front of potentially dangerous debris and change its trajectory. The rockets would carry a small capsule capable of emitting a cloud of particles. It could be as simple as 100 grams, about 4 ounces, of talcum powder. It's noted that the timing would need to be exact because the capsule would have to release its particles about 10 seconds in front of the target object at altitudes of hundreds of kilometers. But sounding rockets are relatively cheap at a few million dollars, ouch, and can be launched from many locations around the world.
Now, how does that work?
Well, if you hit enough, you know, material, powder or something, just to exert a slight deceleration, that might be enough to bring it down from orbit.
Can they predict where they'll land?
I suspect not very well. Yeah, so if you own a hard hat, you might want to find out when one of these operations is going on. That definitely does it for today's program, which was produced by Edward McMillan. Next week's show, we may want to talk a little bit about the dilemma over opening schools come fall. That's a thorny problem, or going to be. You've been listening to Radio Parallax. I'm your host, Douglas Everett. We'll see you next week. Actually, we might even see you sooner than that. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll see you soon.
And Radio Parallax is made possible by KZFR supporters and the Ark Store in Chico, putting a green philosophy towards a worthy cause. The Ark Store offers gently used clothing, furniture, antiques, and collectibles. Shopping at the Ark Store and donating gently used items help Ark provide local support for families with developmental disabilities. The Ark Store is located at 2020 Park Avenue, and you can get more information at arkstore.org, and also by Chico Custom Cabinetry. Creating cabinetry for kitchens, bathrooms, and more, Chico Custom Cabinetry is licensed and bonded, works with all budgets, and offers initial consultations and estimates. Details at ChicoCustomCabinetry.com, on Facebook, and at 324-0032. You can dream it. They can build it. And you're listening to 90.1 KZFR Chico, worldwide at KZFR.org. Time for Butte Views and Beyond. All righty, welcome to today's program. My name is Ray Lager. I'll be here till 7 o'clock. And Butte Views and Beyond is an informational program focusing on local cultural assets, events, experiences, economic development through arts and cultures, and the like. And I've got a couple of interviews for you lined up today, so we'll get to those in just a minute. But I think we'll start with a little bit of a musical break just to get things, you know, feeling good. What's better than a little John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana? Well, that is a good question. There it is.
Look now.
Doesn't that feel a little bit better? The Healer, John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana. Alrighty, thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond, made possible by you, of course, and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council since 2001. Friends of the Arts creates economic opportunity by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And also by Dr. Ken Logan, family practitioner. Ken believes in the importance of community radio and encourages other members of the medical community to join the KZFR underwriting family. That's Dr. Ken Logan, family practitioner. And on that note, I'll also add that if you'd like a full list of KZFR underwriters, and they can definitely use your support in this time of crisis, go to KZFR.org, and if you click on the Underwriters tab, you will find links to their websites, Facebook pages, and the like. And as we all know, things aren't looking that great for Butte County. I guess we're on the watch list now, and it's really important to support our local businesses as much as we can. So keep them going, keep them fresh, and of course, let them know that you heard them on KZFR, and thank them for their support of community radio and keeping things rolling. Let's see, we're going to get on to our first interview here, and I'll just let the tape speak for itself. I would like to welcome Alex Beener from the Boys and Girls Club. He is the Marketing and Communication Engagement Director, is that right?
Community engagement, but close enough.
Community engagement, all righty, thanks. Hey man, thanks for taking time to be with us today. So you guys are turning 25.
We sure are, celebrating 25 years of changing lives this year. We're pretty excited. It's a good opportunity for us, and we're excited that we've been able to make an impact for 25 years and hopefully looking forward to another 25 in the community.
Yeah, and you know, obviously with everything that's happening, it's a little different in celebrating and getting the word out. Do you guys have some things planned or donation aspects happening to keep you guys afloat?
Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, due to everything regarding COVID, we've had to cancel our main community fundraising events. Which actually help us raise over in upwards of $300,000 a year.
Wow.
So pretty significant loss for us. But we're excited because we're using this 25-year campaign as an opportunity for our community to step in and help us navigate some of those losses that we're having, as well as some of the changes that we're inquiring. Obviously, we're an after-school program, so with the schools changing. So we're excited to get the community involved and help us kind of make up that difference and be a part of that change.
Yeah, and for the people that, you know, I always like to assume that some people don't even know what the Boys and Girls Club does. So why don't you fill them in a little bit?
Yeah, well, we're an after-school program that does a lot more than that. We provide tutoring, mentorship, career workforce development. We provide two meals a day, healthy snacks, health and fitness programs, anything you name it. We're a pretty robust after-school program. So we're just excited to be able to showcase some of that. We have 2,000 members a year. I don't know if we can redo it at all. Okay, we'll just keep going here. But we have 2,000 members a year. We serve the communities of Chico with a teen center and a clubhouse here. So that's ages 5 through 18, as well as a teen center in Oroville. And then we serve elementary age to junior high in Hamilton, as well as The Ridge, Paradise, and Magalia. And what's unique about this year and the summer being so different, we've actually been able to open two sites on the Ridge to take care of a lot of those families up there that need a place for their kids to be this summer.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, did the Boys and Girls, did it burn up there?
It did. A couple of our sites did.
Yeah,
our teen center made it, but with the adjustments of schools, we no longer operate as a teen center. But what's unique about those sites is they're actually on campus of schools. So we did lose some, but we are reopened at Pine Ridge and then Paradise Intermediate on their campuses.
Oh, that's great. And you service 2,000 kids countywide.
We do, yeah. So multiple counties, actually. So we're in Glen and Butte.
And Butte. Okay, same organization.
Yeah.
And, of course, you guys have your main facility in Chico right there on, what's that, 6th Street?
Yeah, so 6th Street, 601 Wall Street.
There you go.
So that's our main Chico campus.
And again, this, you know, you had the spaghetti feed, you've had you know, a number of banquets and those kind of things. Everything's kind of put on hold right now. So how are you guys kind of reaching out and trying to fill those coffers?
Yeah, well, we actually are lucky enough to have donors that we know we can reach out to at any time for specific needs. So we're lucky to be an organization in that position. But also, just in a way, we've actually had to cancel our gala, which is equates to about $250,000. So we're canceling that in February, which is a big reason that we're reaching out to the community now.
Sure.
We understand it's a difficult time for everybody, but we figure that it's a good opportunity for us to share what we're going through as well, you know, alongside them, and to see if we can work together to keep the Boys and Girls Clubs open. You know, we have a waiting list that continues to grow. So unfortunately, we're just reaching out for help, because we can't serve those kids just due to capacity. So if the community can step in and help us, we can continue to help the community.
Yeah, that's great. And it's a huge program. I mean, and especially with everything happening, it's great to have the kids have a place, a safe place that they can go. And after-school programs, educational programs, it's a real need in the community, that's for sure.
It is, and more so now with the changes that are happening through the school systems and the districts here. You know, we're partners with all the school districts, so we work alongside them to make sure that we're open when they need us and that we can take care of the kids. So all the changes that are going on around COVID, we're making sure that we're doing it right. We're handling things. We are doing summer camps right now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to close a week early to make sure that we can close and clean and get ready for some of those changes in the school districts, whether they do, you know, the all in class or all online or a split. We just want to be ready to take care of those kids, whatever the situation might be.
Right, sure. And you say you have a waiting list. Is it how high a demand is there?
I don't know
if
we want to know the number, but it's over 300.
Yeah,
which is unfortunate, because that's 300 kids in our community that need a safe place, like you mentioned, to just be a kid.
Right.
But just due to finances and buildings and staff and all that, it's just not something that we're able to do. So there is a waiting list,
sure,
unfortunately.
And if your funding was increased, you could obviously take some of that, cut into some of that, huh?
Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Well, I mean, you know, again, these are uncharted waters that we're in, and a lot of people are looking for organizations that they can actually make a difference, that help make a difference in their community, and you guys are definitely one of them. It's unaffiliated. It's just, you know, Boys and Girls Club. So what's the age group that you guys work with?
We serve 5 through 18.
5 through 18, really?
Yeah, okay. So we do elementary all the way through graduating seniors.
Uh-huh. And is that 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
5 days a week.
Okay, Monday through Friday?
Yeah. So we provide the structure that I feel like a lot of those kids need when they're done with school, have the trained staff that care, that know their names, that talk to them and connect with them, which I know their names, it sounds basic, but it's truly something these kids don't get a lot of around, you know, at home, maybe don't have parents and just need somebody to give them that mentorship and to let them know that they're there to listen, they're there for them to support them. And that's what our staff is strong at. They're those mentors, they're the leaders, they're well-trained, they're connecting with those kids every day and making those kids feel like they have a place they can be.
Oh, yeah, totally important. And, I mean, you know, even in a school environment, you know, I mean, I was one of those kids that I didn't want to interact with the teacher because it was seldom a positive experience.
Yeah.
So I was happy if they didn't know my name.
Yeah.
So, it's really important. And it's a different level when it's after school, and it's more it's more of a mentoring thing than I'm being forced to do this. So.
Yeah, for lack of a better term. But, yeah, the kids are making those decisions. And a lot of them understand the opportunity that Boys and Girls Club provide them. Like I mentioned, all of our programs, the different opportunities that we give them to learn about themselves, to figure out what their passions are, and to realize within themselves that they can be who and what they want, you know, despite some of those factors at home that may be telling them otherwise.
Yeah, and plus it's in kind of a recreational environment. So, you know, there's a fun factor as well.
There is, yeah. So. We do a lot of after-school programs like soccer leagues, football leagues, art, music when we can. We bring in a lot of outside folks in the community to help us run some of those programs for us that maybe we don't have the expertise in. So we bring folks to help us and, keep it a fun, relaxed environment for the kids to just sort of relax and be themselves. You know?
Right. How big a staff do you guys have over there?
It's hard to tell. It fluctuates more so now with some of the changes in the school district. But I'd say anywhere from 50 to 75 trained staff. That may be high. I'm not on the hiring board by any means. And we provide training for all staff, trauma-informed care, and ACEs training as well. so that they can help these kids, because there's all sorts of emotions that you get from every kid. It's more so now with everything going on. And,
oh, yeah.
So the staff knowing how to handle those kids and interact and kind of bring them back to just being calm and collected and being part of what's going on is pretty important for us.
Now, if somebody wanted to get on the waiting list, if they are, friends, siblings, grandkids, whatever, what's the process?
They can just call our main office in Chico.
Okay.
530-899-0335. And just connect with our coordinators via that phone number, whether you're in Paradise, Hamilton, Oroville, Chico, obviously Magalia, the Ridge. Just connect with their coordinators at those sites and just be asked if there's room, because not all of our sites do. It may not be as long as the one here in Chico, but just to get yourself on that list. And we do make exceptions. I don't want to say that live on the radio, but we make exceptions for foster youth in certain situations.
Sure.
So if you feel as though you know somebody that has a kid in that situation, we do make changes and adjustments based on needs. So there are those opportunities for those kids that need us.
Yeah, a little special leg up.
Yeah, not every kid is in the same situation.
Sure. And then... people want to donate, website, Facebook, where do you send them?
Yeah, they can go to bgcnv.org/donate, or we actually just started to do text to give. So if you were interested in giving and supporting the kids in our community, they can give to 888. Actually, sorry, they can text change to 888-641-5550. And that's change to 888-641-5550. And all of that money will go to supporting local youth during our 25-year campaign and beyond.
Okay, great. And what's the, why don't you give the main phone number again one more time?
Yeah, our main office in Chico is 530-899-0335.
And that, they can reach all the facilities through that. It's
correct.
Up there in Oroville, just call the main number.
Yeah, and we'll get you connected to our coordinators on site.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Give that number one more time.
530-899-0335.
All right, cool. And then, of course, your website, it's the Boys and Girls Club of Butte County?
North Valley.
Of North Valley, gotcha.
Not many people use that term, but that's
right.
The
right.
Name we're using.
Right.
So, yeah, if you just search Boys and Girls Clubs of North Valley, you'll find us on Google with the top search, and you'll be able to connect to all of our sites. We have a lot of information on our website in regards to what we're doing with COVID response, what we've done through the campfire, and what we're continuing to do,
right.
As well as just connecting to locations and site coordinators and getting contacts that people need.
Well, and just that you're offering, you're able to do some camps and after school programs this year. Some kids are going to be home. Not everybody's going to go back to school. So I don't really think they've quite dialed in how that's going to look. But it's nice to know that these things are out there for kids and get them back into a little more normalcy of instead of just being like stuck at home or feeling isolated.
Yeah, and despite what the school districts decide, what structure they decide, we'll stay open. We'll do what we can.
Sure.
Even through the lockdowns, we were serving meals, providing virtual programming, take-home kits. So we'll continue to do what we can based on what we're allowed to be doing.
All right. Very good. Hey, thank you so much, Alex. I know you're getting ready to go on vacation, so enjoy yourself.
I will.
And thanks for taking time, and thank you and everybody over there for all the good work you guys do. Honestly, it's essential to the community, and we've got to keep our kids engaged and active in our community. It's that simple.
Yeah, thank you for having me and for caring.
All right,
it goes
take care.
A long way.
All righty. Again, a nice cause and something to get involved with, and in these times, it's more important than ever to get involved one way or the other. And obviously, a lot of groups need that financial assistance as the usual funding mechanisms are unavailable at this time. And we are seeing the trickle down and experiencing, but, we'll get through it and we'll be smarter, stronger, and hopefully more compassionate and loving for it. Alrighty, how about another tune for you? I got a couple here I want to lay on you here. I think you'll enjoy this. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you. our little Johnny Nocturne. Nice intro for my next guest. Bobby Jones, are you there, buddy?
Yes, sir, I'm here. How you doing, Ray?
Hey, I'm doing great. How'd you like that intro music?
Oh, man, you had it going. I was just wondering, I had to research you enough to see what kind of show you be doing there, sir.
Yeah, a little Johnny Nocturne to get things going. So, Bobby Jones, you're the executive director, is that correct?
Yes, at the African American Family and Cultural Center here in Oroville.
All right. Well, you know, full disclosure, I know you're moving tonight, so thanks for taking time from your busy schedule.
No problem.
So, kind of some exciting developments that happened about a little over a month ago is BCAC TV, the public access Butte County station, opened up its first satellite studio at your facility.
Yes, and we want to thank Butte County Access Channel. I've been learning past acronyms now, so I got to say it out. The whole thing in order to remember, because we have so many acronyms out there. But no, I just thank Butte County Access Channel for just giving us this opportunity to allow the community to be able to just tell their story and just provide information and education for the folks of our community. So we just thank you guys.
Hey, for sure. And, you know, I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for, 6 years, I think.
Yes.
It's been in the works, and the stars kind of lined up this year, and we were able to get it turned around pretty quickly and get you guys a studio and also some to-go kits so people can get out in the community and film events and projects and get, like I said, tell the story. That's really what life is about.
Yeah, we really got an opportunity to have our little debut at our Juneteenth celebration, where we was able to have the equipment that we got from the Access Channel to be able to just get these different angles, as well as give these kids some skills, you know, just operating cameras and what it looks like to edit and finalize products. So this has just been amazing, because it's been more than cameras. It's been software and computers to be able to edit video as well as audio. So, you know, we just got to get past this coronavirus, because it's some amazing stuff that we'd be looking to do. You've been mentioned working with the folks in Paradise as they rebuild, to possibly have the opportunity to follow some families as they rebuild, you know, shooting footage. So it's just, it's, like you said, when the stars align, it's just amazing of the things that we could accomplish. So we're grateful. We're definitely grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, well, you know, so are we in the community. It's just, you know, it's just it's a natural fit, and it's great to be able to serve Oroville. And like I said, I know what things are so weird these days, you know, and most facilities, you know, we're not having our regular people come in and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, we haven't had live guests in the studio here for months, but you know, we'll find a way and keep it going. And you know, the fact that you'll have your own YouTube station and people can access stuff, and we can share it and put it on Comcast Channel 11 as well. It's great. It's just another step to really help, you know, turn on the lights and bring everybody out.
It's collaboration, man. Is what it just things goes well when they talk about it. Splitting hands, you know, makes the work lighter. And so just being able to have the opportunity to just educate our community is so insane, man. We look forward to going out and interviewing organizations and just having them talk about, you know, the services that they offer to the community. So we're just looking at different, you know, we invested in a drone now to get some aerial footage. So it's I don't know. It's like, I like the way you put it. When the stars align, it's just a whoa.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and the great thing too is it's you know, it also teaches obviously there's life skills, but there's also job development skills.
You know,
as people learn how to do video and edit, and that we've had a number of people come through the Chico studio that are now in the industry. They've gotten jobs in Sacramento, in broadcasting, in editing, and in filming. So it's a real life changer for people that get involved, and it's not just kids. It's everybody.
And I thank you for sharing that, because, you know, you heard me mention about a drone, and we talk about jobs and things like that. There's people being paid to can fly these drones. So why not give a youth or even a young adult or someone who might be interested that opportunity to be able to pick up some skills like that? Because this is, you know, technology. So I just think, like I said, it's a good fit. And, you know, we're just trying to be creative because we know COVID is kind of here to hang out with us for a while. So it's just like, how do we be creative to be able to still offer the things that we were looking forward to offering before COVID hit? So that's our new strategic plan, because we had some youth already engaged. Six young men have been regularly coming. No, I got to remember little Miley. She's a young lady also that was really grasping and enjoying being behind the camera. Josh has been doing a great job of just teaching them the ins and outs when it comes to just working the camera. And so, yeah, we figured it was a good thing. We, like I said, we're just grateful that this opportunity is happening now, because we've been talking about it for years. It was just something within our vision to where we could give, you know, just people different kind of skills. And, you know, you look at the social media of what's going on. And so we're working with the kids. We get to build relationships with them, and now we get to influence them on how to use social media in a safe, you know, safely, instead of, you know, putting pictures on them on social media that can ruin someone's life or their own life. So that's the thing that we look at. So it's just like, what are these youth interested in? Let's make this happen and, you know, build these relationships, because at the end of the day, that's what it's about. What's going on in the world, we need to build better relationships. So this is just the way we look at it, you know, working with the youth.
Yeah, well said. And you know, I mean, you always look at the big picture, and yeah, that's, but really, it really is right next door. It's right in your, it's on your block.
Really,
it's in your community.
It is, man.
That's where you have to start. That's where you have to start.
This is just people watch. It's probably not going to happen overnight, but over time, I just really want people to watch what this program is going to do. The lives is going to change.
Yeah, there you go.
I can see it already. So this is beautiful. And I thank you for having me on this show to be able to share with our community, because one day, 3, 4, 5 years from now, somebody going to remember this conversation and they're going to hear the success story.
There you go. That's true. Hey, and I also got to give a shout out. You guys, now, if people don't know, you guys also have your own community radio station.
Yes.
And how many years has that been going on now?
We've been on the air for 5 years now.
Yeah.
And so that's just another platform to provide education and information and entertainment, because we need that in our lives as well.
Sure. And it's great. And again, it's servicing the community. KZFR, we had a little bit. I think we kicked you guys some equipment early on. So that's
I started my career, man. I love KZFR. I used to do a Saturday night show from 8 to 10 right before I came in right after Senor Felipe.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. All right. Well,
so, yeah, I appreciate KZFR more than people even know, man. So you guys have been, like, you know, especially my mentor when it comes to the whole radio dealing.
Well, if you get the itch again, you know where to go. All right, man. Hey, thank you so much, Bobby. We really appreciate it. Let's give a shout out to the center a little bit. If people want to get information, get involved, maybe somebody wants to drop some cash on you guys, where should we send them?
You can get a hold of us through our website at aafcc-orville.org, or you can send it through the snail mail at 3300 Spencer Avenue, and that's in Orville, California, 95966. If you have any questions, want to get involved, want to volunteer, you can give us a call at 530-532-1205.
It's a great organization. You guys have been doing great work, and thank you again for being there. And we really look forward to the collaboration. And like I said, who knows where this is going to go?
So, I thank you, Mark. Like I said, I look forward to this. I just see us just doing and providing for our community. That's going to be beneficial. So thanks. Thanks for having me on your show, Ray. I appreciate it.
All right, Bobby. Take care of yourself, and We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Okay, take care.
All righty, bye-bye. All righty. Good things happening down there in Oroville at the African American Cultural and Family Center. Our good friend Bobby Jones, one of KZFR's own. There you go. We are everywhere. All righty, let's have a little music break, and then we'll bring in our final interview for the evening. Thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Brother Leon Russell, Stranger in a Strange Land. All right, I got one more interview for you.
I would like to welcome Ann Willman, the general manager of CARD, Chico Area Recreation District. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
All righty. Thanks for joining us on Butte Views and Beyond. I was just wondering with everything that's happening in the world and kids getting ready to go back to school, and I'm sure some of your summer programs ending, I thought it'd be nice to check in and see what's happening over here.
It definitely has been an unusual summer. You know, we've been really fortunate that we have been able to operate our camps while at a reduced capacity, but we still have been able to offer them. And kids have been actively participating. Parents and children are both grateful. And we are definitely adhering to the guidance that comes out. So we did introduce wearing masks midsummer, and that has been received well. And we've been able to really kind of keep the fun in life as much as we possibly can.
Oh, that's great. And how late do these camps go? Do they go into the beginning of August? Or?
They do. They are scheduled to go. School is scheduled to start August 17th, and so we go up until that Friday of that week. We will, of course, be working with the school district on creative programming to help families with whatever school schedule we end up with at the start of school, and we are in the process of working on that right now.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of up in the air what the school year is going to look like. Half days. Some kids come in, some kids don't, so it'll be interesting. And I know that everybody has to adjust, so we'll see where that goes. And you guys have such a wide variety of programming. Is that something you think you'll be able to maintain into the fall?
A lot of our programming, unfortunately, was closed due to the state mandate, and so we have not been able to bring our sports programs back, which are very popular. So of course, we are anxious to bring those back, but won't do so until we get that clearance. And then our senior programs, of course, are also another area where we have not done any additional programming right now because we don't want to bring the sensitive populations together. And so really, we've been focusing on those programs that people use for childcare during the summertime and feel that's our role in helping out in the community.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's so important for the kids to have something to look forward to, get out. You can only stay home so long, and it's great to get them out in nature and get them out into the park and that.
Absolutely. Again, that opportunity to play is so important, and especially during stressful times, play is a great release for people, both kids and adults. And I think it's why there's been such a push for people to get outside and exercise and utilize our park spaces. And I think that's the other important thing to keep in mind is that we have been working really hard to maintain our park spaces so that they are safe for people and keeping people out and in the open air.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the positive takeaways. I cycle in my neighborhood, and there's so many people out. And I think it's something that people are going to carry forward. And people are getting healthier, whether by fear or force or boredom, but they're getting out. And I'm amazed at how many people I see walking and cycling. And, usually you see the usual two or three, but it's great. It's great to see.
Yeah, keeping your body moving. And again, this is a really stressful time for everybody. So keeping your body moving and your mind going and being outside and getting fresh air is so important. And so we're happy to be able to provide that for people.
Yeah. Now, has the lack of programming and things like that, has it affected you guys financially? Is that something that, everybody's, yes, you nod your head.
Our budget is primarily made up of property taxes and then program fees and rental fees that we charge. We have several facilities that have been used for weddings, and since we have not been able to have those, we've seen a reduction in revenue there, and then obviously in our program area as well. Absolutely, we are looking at our budget very closely, and we'll need to make adjustments as we go throughout the year and better understand what the realities are.
Yeah, for sure, and hopefully by springtime some of those will come back. And I have to say, we are actually sitting in what I think is one of the finer wedding venues, which is the Rose Garden, right here on Vallambrosa with Goodwill Park and the creek right behind us.
Marilyn Warren's had a vision, and I'm honored to say that we were able to create her vision before she passed away. And I guess I look at all the flowers out her as her smiling down on us. So
yeah, it's honestly, it's such a beautiful addition, and it's perfect. It's the perfect place, and it's absolutely lovely. So nice to know that these are out there. And how many? You guys have a lot of facilities.
We have a total of 5 community centers that we operate, and then we have all of our neighborhood parks and our community parks as well. So we do. We are far-reaching in our services that we provide in our community.
Right, and DeGarmo Park being the largest, is that right?
You know, actually, Community Park is probably the largest developed park that we have.
Oh, really? Okay.
DeGarmo Park, not while there are additional acres there to develop, it's not fully developed yet.
Okay.
And so at this point, Community Park is the largest and gets a lot of use between the wide open grass spaces that we have there and the tennis courts and the pickleball courts and all of those things that people can still get out and use.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure there's people in Chico going, what's DeGarmo Park? If you're ever driving north on 99, you see that park that's over there. You know, in Chico, we like to call it the new park.
The new park that's now 10 years old.
Exactly. That just turned 10 years old. So, great facility, and it gets a lot of use as well.
It does, and you know, we're fortunate that we have those nice open spaces for people. You can easily socially distance in a park, which is nice. Yeah. And again, that's what they're saying that we need to do, so we're happy that we can help in that area.
Yeah, it's great. And get out and move, you know. I mean, I'm an early morning person these days with the heat coming on. But, you know, it's good. It's good for your mind. It's amazing how you don't even realize it, you know. We're being bombarded with so many things at once, you don't even realize the stress that builds up. And when you get out for a half hour, 45 minutes or an hour, it's like, oh, I feel human again.
You know, we've also been fortunate that we've had several of our instructors actually create Zoom classes. And so we have a Zoom yoga class.
Oh,
and we
great.
Have a Zoom Tai Chi class that we've been doing. And, you know, those have been really well attended as well. People become very connected to their instructors. And so we're pleased that we've been able to facilitate those instructors staying in touch with their students.
Oh, that's great. Now, where do people go if they want information or those kind of website, Facebook?
Yeah, they would go to our website, which is chicorec.com, and okay. they would be able to see the programs that we have going right now and kind of what our current offerings are. We will be doing all of our updates online. You know, typically we produce a paper activity guide, but right now with everything changing, we're having to be very flexible in what we offer and change as those directives come through. So all of our information will be on our website.
Okay, great. And you'll have updates, and people want to join and see what classes are there. And if there's after school programs going to be available, that's coming up in.
Correct.
Well, we'll have to check back in with you maybe in August and find out a little bit more, because we really like to get that info out, especially now where people are looking at all these different options of something to do for their kids, and they're probably not going to be in school all day.
So. Right. We'd like to be part of the solution, so hopefully we will be that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and you guys, you make Chico Chico, so it's one of the things. Where would Chico be without its parks? And it's an outdoor community, and we're grateful for all the effort and work you guys put into it.
Well, I can honestly say that the staff that work here are grateful to serve the community as well.
Very nice. Hey, thank you, Ann, for taking time with us on Butte Views and Beyond.
Thank you so much.
Alrighty, we are going to take one more musical break. Peanut Butter and Jelly Time is on deck, and we'll be right back. Thank our underwriters, and thanks for tuning in today. Thank you. A little Grateful Dead to go out with Unbroken Chain. We want to thank Grub CSA Farm, offering organic local produce at their farm in Chico. Grub CSA also sells to local restaurants and at all three farmers markets on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturdays. And they also have a weekly CSA vegetable boxes. More information at 680-4543 on Facebook and at grubfarm.com. And we also want to thank Members First Credit Union, created by the community for the community. Members First is member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution providing checking, savings, loans, and credit cards to residents of Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. More information, visit m1cu.org. If you're digging this Grateful Dead, tune in tomorrow at 1 for Playing Dead. Thanks, everybody.
out of jelly time.